Vittorio, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Welcome. It's been a long time. This is your new world.
My man cave.
Nice. So, of course, everybody knows that you're now on the ACS team or the Windows Azure Identity team. What's it called?
The team is, I believe, the Cloud Directory team.
Nice.
But I wouldn't know because, I don't follow this. I just worry about getting work done.
Details.
Right.
So one of the things we're going to talk about is what you're working on, and you call it ACS at this point.
Right. Absolutely.
What is it?
The Access Control Service is one feature of a Windows Azure Active Directory, which is a set of services that are meant to help developers to add identity and access control capabilities to their applications.
Okay.
And that's a multi-tenant service which lives as part of our set of offering. And substantially what it gives you is a very easy way of achieving secure single sign-on to your applications.
Great.
And it substantially takes care of a lot of details that you wouldn't normally have to worry about when you add identity capabilities to your app. Like, for example, if you want, let's say that you wanted to have your application to support users both from Facebook and from your local Active Directory.
Okay.
Like, you have this level of business application, which does something related to your business, and you have somebody external, like a consultant, that is just helping you for the time being. And traditionally, you would just have the chance of taking this application and making it available to your users.
Okay.
And also, it would be kind of hard to do that when you take this up and you move it from the cozy network that you have at home to the cloud, which
sure.
is, it's out of your environment. And when you use claims-based identity, already this step is facilitated. And then, if you also wanted to give access to this application, not just to business identities, but also to somebody like a casual consultant that works for you with 3 months and leaves, you don't have to create an account in Active Directory for the dude.
Mm-hmm.
You can just give them access straight from Facebook.
Great.
And the Access Control Service is an intermediary which sits between your application and the identity providers that you work with. And at that point, you don't need to worry about downloading the latest SDK for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But you just care about talking to the Access Control Service. The Access Control Service takes care of talking with Facebook on your behalf.
Mm.
And so when something changes, for example, then ACS adapts to that change, and you don't have to change a single line of code. And also you can add logic for actually making access control more sophisticated.
Mm.
Let's say that your application needs to know the role of a user that is coming in.
Okay.
If a user is coming from a directory, then of course you know it, because in the directory you have a rich information about your users, things work-related and similar. If somebody is coming from Facebook, they won't have a role information, but you know which role you want to assign to this user. And so at that point, you can use the Access Control Service to apply some transformation logic so that the token that comes from Facebook, which contains some unique identifiers so that you know that is that specific user, you can actually use that info for assigning further claims, like, for example, the role, so that your application doesn't need to worry about if a user coming from Active Directory, is it coming from Facebook? You just worry about the business function you want to implement, and the infrastructure will take care of the rest. It normalizes everything for you.
Great.
And it's pretty awesome because there's Active Directory, but there's also, and I mentioned Facebook because, of course, it's the darling of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I myself spend my evenings
with
my friends back home in Italy. But we support Google, we support Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
we support Live ID, of course, and we support any Open ID provider that you like.
Mm.
As long as we support the protocol, then attribute exchange, you just go with the commandlets, couple of lines, done.
Amazing.
You can integrate with,
that is incredible.
Awesome. I love it.
So, I mean, I can remember back in the days when we used to have conversations a few years ago, it was rather complicated. Now, the infrastructure, what's going on inside the machine, if you will, is quite complex. But this is about exposing an API surface to developers who may not have been programming access control stuff before.
Absolutely.
Yes?
That's it. Absolutely an excellent point. And the thing I would add is that Right now, the access control service and other technologies that we have, like Windows Identity Foundation, are meant to hide as much complexity as possible from the user. Mm-hmm. But somehow, there is a trade-off somewhere. They implement protocols that are extremely powerful. They allow you to do things like non-repudiation, for example. You can send messages that are digitally signed in a way that even if you later say, no, it wasn't me sending that message, you literally can't. You are cryptographically bonded to say, yes, it was me. And those are capabilities that are very useful if you're like paying the salaries for 27,000 employees, in which case you want that message to be very well protected. But we are now going toward a world in which many people are willing to trade the complexity and the more power that you have with this protocol with the simplicity of protocols that they might not be quite as powerful and as, let's say, rich from a cryptographic perspective, but they are more agile. And so we are moving in that direction as well, and so the Access Control Service supports the OAuth 2 protocol, which is like usually people don't understand when I say OAuth, because my pronunciation is bad. Yeah. did it sound okay? And usually when I do my presentation, this is the point in which I pull out the pen and I write OAuth.
There you go.
Making sure that people understand what I meant. Mm-hmm. So we support that, and we also have like extensions for integrating it on our side, and that's definitely the direction where the industry is going. So it's important to remember that good to have tools that hide the complexities when you need powerful protocols, mm-hmm. but there is also this side in which there is not quite as much complexity as you have on these other, mm-hmm. and we are working hard to enable that approach as well.
Excellent. I mean, but that brings up the question, who are your target developers? So the people watching this right now, who are these people? I mean, are they going to be advanced enterprise cryptographer types, or are they going to be developers that want to create a sign-in, single sign-in service for their website and host it on Azure?
Right. Well, I certainly welcome the advanced cryptographer because I relate to them. Probably they don't have like me, they don't have much social life. So come over, guys, and let's have a party. But I'd say that the service is meant pretty much for. I'd say that everybody can use it, mm-hmm. but where it really shines is for ISVs targeting businesses.
Okay.
Because that's the context in which you take the most advantage of knowing rich information about your users, where you need a fine-grained control because the operations that you are doing and the access privileges that you are giving mm-hmm. are actually reflected in the model that you are trying to achieve with your application. Whereas if you're just doing a single sign-on, sure, you can use the access control service by all means. Like if you're just doing a web application, for example. Mm-hmm. But very often what happens is that people tell me, I want to integrate with Facebook and I want to make all these calls. Like after a few minutes of conversation, it's clear that some people just want to create something for Facebook. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just want to talk to Facebook and nobody else, then you don't have much advantage in having something that decouples you from who the identity provider is, because you care very much about who the identity provider is. Mm-hmm. So if you're just caring about specific Facebook, then perhaps you're better off going straight with their SDK. Mm-hmm. But instead, if you are interested in using social identities in a context where normally you couldn't, like business context, and like extending some of their reach business capabilities that you need for running certain level of business apps also to users that normally you don't control, like mm-hmm. the social parts, then ACS, I would say, has a unique value proposition in the market because mm-hmm. it merges both the business side of the house and the social. Like you can call it enterprise with social, if you will.
Interesting.
And if you are doing things like, if you are an ASV and you are exposing your application to many different customers, and then you actually have a place that lives out of your premises where you can actually automate provisioning, where you can deal with automating adding trust relationships, giving self-service for your customers that want to change access rules. Like this is an extremely powerful way of dealing with all your access control parts without having to require you strong infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Like, if you buy into the PaaS ideas, this is pure PaaS.
Platform as a service.
Exactly. That's a pure capability without any visibility, any worry about the iron, about how this thing happens.
Mm. Excellent. Now, where do people get started? You know, where do we get started? Give me some URLs. Give me some information.
Right.
Your blog, obviously, would be a good place to leave.
If you have a hard time falling asleep on my blog, I'm being told it's a good way for losing consciousness.
I wouldn't say that.
But I would say that the best way to start for you would be something like www.msdn.com/ACS.
Excellent.
That's... until recently, we were sending people to our Codeplex page, but mm-hmm. that changes pretty often. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's actually the best way to start with ACS.
Excellent. Well, it's always great to come and talk to you, Vittorio. We'll dive a little deeper next time.
But I'm looking forward.
We want to get people, you know, start playing with it. That's the goal, right? Start Windows Azure, man. All right. Take care, brother.
Thanks, man.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.